Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash and it's Serie A and it's basically match day 38 and it's all up for grabs. It's going to Milan. Is it going to be Inter or is it going to be AC? AC hold all the cards at the moment. And at the bottom end, we say goodbye to Venezia and Genoa, sadly. Fancy maybe one or both of them will bounce straight back. But Cagliari and Salernitana, who, by the way, I'm happy to say, if they stay up, I'm giving you an official apology now for being the worst side in Serie A history and not going down. What a load of tripe I'm talking. But if you do go down, oh, you're one of the worst. I hope you've done so, so well. Basically, making that managerial change has really given you hope. And some of them work, some of them don't. Whether you go down or not, I believe that this one definitely worked. Now, we are America's favourite sports book, so I'd like you to subscribe and get us closer to 6,000, 7, 8, and then we want to be at 10. So 10 is the new target for the World Cup. Also, ring the bell means that we will notify you and you'll never miss any content again. So you'll know that La Liga's coming up. And then on Monday, we've got the Champions League final, which none of us can wait. And that will be with Mina, Marco here, and myself. And it's Real Madrid versus Liverpool. I've got so much I want to talk about. If you're on social media, then please follow at BetUS TV and that will cover every single sport that we have here on BetUS. Also, there'll be a Q&A, so please listen to what I'm saying. I love that you're in the chat, but please save your questions, generic questions, to the end and put them in the Q&A and then they will spring up along the bottom and I will read them out. Also, if you have something you want to say in the chat to the game relating of what we're actually on, get yourselves in the chat and they will then spring it up and it will come run along the bottom. So that's great. So make sure your avatar's updated. I don't want no scary pictures. Now, we have two absolute diamonds. We have royalty, the queen of Serie A in Mina Rizzuki and the prince of numbers. I normally add on to that in Matty Ice, but the only number I'm interested in is he is the number one soccer capper. So let's hope he has a great week this week and no one catches him.
No one will.
Well, someone might, Mina. Someone might.
I'm not going to let you, Flash. I did notice that we actually have one of the same picks this week, and that was not on purpose.
Because my total that's up against yours is from the Premier League. So I've got six selections, and they add up to like, I think it's like 12 or 13 units if I go 6-0. So I'm coming for you, all right? I'm coming for you.
All right. I hope you do it. I'll take your bets this week, Flash.
And also make sure you put a thumbs up and show a little bit of appreciation. Before we go into this week's fixtures, we've got six games for you. Let's cast our mind back to how our futures look from August. And obviously, this is definitely going to be premeditated because if you have a look at the winners, we have Juve at plus 110 for Mina, Milan at plus 1100 for Moi. So when we have a little look at the records, if Salernitana go down, it's going to be the best par of 20.8 units for your host. Matty was going to go for Milan, if you remember rightly, but because I did, he jumped onto Napoli. I'd prefer that he'd have gone for Milan. Both of us went for Milan at plus 120 for top four. And it says two Serie B. That just means to get relegated. And Spezia, they're at plus 140. And Salernitana at minus 140. And the golden boot, Ronaldo, no. But they would have been void because he didn't play a game. So he would not lose a unit there. And Immobile at plus 700.
Did he play one game?
Did he play one game?
Yes.
No.
He was on the bench, right? But yeah, it still counts.
No, he came on. He played like the 20 minutes.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, and then, well, okay. So what I'll do is let's go to the records now then, please, because that means I'll take four units.
Oh, no. I should have said
okay.
She meant to say that off camera. She meant to say it off camera.
Yes. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. So Matty's at 18.62. And my Premier League record is at 11.77. So if I take 8 units off of Matty, he will go back to 10.62. So Matty, just as long as you know, there'll be no skullduggery. But you know that there's, I'm at 16.93 there, by the way, and that 21, if that comes in, I'll be 5 up. Who would have thought that? But Matty, if there is any chance of me fixing these numbers so that I come first, you know that I will do it. No, I'm so proud of the effort that you made. You've come a long, long way. And listen, I think we're going to absolutely smash it next year, and I will endeavour to try and keep this team together. Okay, remember the Q&A. Remember, it's at the end. So let's get going. Get yourselves in the chat. Ibrahim, looking fresh with the cut set, for Matty Ice. We're going to start off with relegated Genoa at home to Bologna. But Genoa are still at plus 140, which you may have thought they might have been a little bit higher. Bologna at plus 185. The draw is at plus 250. The under-over is at 2.5, with the over being at minus 130, Mina.
Yeah, this is a game. Which one of you has a pick on this? I'm interested to know.
Both of us.
Oh, really? Okay. So obviously, this game doesn't mean anything to either team. We know very much that Genoa have been relegated. Having said all of that, it's important because they had invested quite a lot in their coach, in Blessin. And he tried desperately hard to keep them afloat. But the team really is so inferior to all the other sides. But he is wanting to stay on board with the club and try to rebuild, working together with the new ownership, because the new ownership did come through. There were lots of jokes about how Genoa should have been relegated a long time ago. It's taking them 15 seasons under their ownership of Enrico Preziosi, who is the toy manufacturer in Italy. Now they have new ownership and they get relegated. What luck. In between these games, Bologna have actually not won against Genoa in the last six matches. It's been three wins for Genoa and three draws. But you imagine on this occasion, you know, Bologna with a superior squad and wanting to end off this, you know, perhaps the season with something special, I might just go for them. But for me, this looks like it's a draw, right?
No, not right. I fancy Genoa win this at plus 140, Matty. Cannot see him getting beat. But it's the problem you've then got is if they show the spirit they're going to show at home to say goodbye to the Serie A, then why didn't they do it all season? They've been absolutely poor all year. Normally their togetherness and their togetherness normally gets them through. But Matty, Genoa at plus 140, it's not the best price in the world, but I think it's the most likely outcome.
Yeah, for me, I do kind of lean a draw in this game. I do feel like this has a big draw potential. Because of the fact that this game really does not matter very much at all. But Genoa have only lost one time in their last 10 home fixtures. Bologna have not been good on the road at all this season. Really just not impressed me very much this season at all in general. I think Genoa really do try to go out with a bang here, and I like them at draw no bet. That is what I'm going to be taking in this game. It's a little bit safer than the money line just because it's hard to trust either of these teams to win, because realistically, the winner of this game, if there is a winner, they're probably going to have to score two goals. And the only problem I see with that, unless they can keep a clean sheet, is Genoa have only done that in 17% of home games, and Bologna have done the same amount, or have actually scored over 1.5 in the exact same amount on the road. So it's tough. But Genoa's defense has been very solid at home. Like I said, only one loss in their last 10 matches at home. They own the head-to-head record against Bologna. This is a tough slate this week, but this, I think this is probably one of the best plays available on the board.
I'm just going to go with home momentum and sentiment. And at plus 140, yeah, I can see the draw. Are you thinking both teams to score an over is also a possibility then, like a 2-1 Genoa?
I think it's probably either 1-1 or 1-0. Possibly 2-1, but I would not be willing to take both teams to score an over 2.5 in this game. I would definitely not be willing to take that. It over 2.5 is graded at 50% on the season. Both teams to score are also graded at 50%, but head to head, only 26% have gone over 2.5.
Okay, just 23 matches.
Two points I want to mention to you guys is that Bologna are going to be looking to try and test some of their youth players in this match, giving them an opportunity to basically shine, to see whether or not they're good enough or what they should do with them. It's only one match and it doesn't mean anything, so they'll probably play a lot of their kids. Having said that, Arnautovic will start and he obviously wouldn't mind raising his numbers. Just when it comes to Genoa, their captain is Crescito. He was the one who missed the penalty against Sampdoria to get a point, but scored it against Juventus. he decided to turn down big offers to stay with Genoa in Serie B, which is huge. So I don't know if this match will mean something to him on a psychological level as the last match in Serie A, and whether, you know, he really will end up being in Serie B. So this match will be a lot for Genoa, and they will want to say bye to their fans in a nice way. So maybe on that level, I can see why you can look for Genoa.
Yeah, I think it's Genoa or nothing really. But plus 140, maybe he was looking for a little bit more. But Bologna are doing what a lot of teams do, that when you are at the end of the season, you do try them young players out. I remember being an apprentice, 17, 18 year old. And if you had a good season, you'd get included in the first team squad and may get on the bench, and you may get a start as well. Let's have a little look at the official picks. Hey, Jonathan Nelson. Hey, Danny Lopez. It's Genoa plus 140 for me. Genoa draw no bet at minus 125 for the number one soccer capo. Let's move on to game number two. Game number two is Atalanta versus Empoli. Atalanta minus 440, Empoli plus 1,000. Empoli plus 2 at minus 120. So do you believe that Empoli will get beat by 3? Draw is at plus 600. The under over is at 3.5. Surely we see goals, but at minus 130 to see 4, Matty, are you expecting 4?
I definitely think we could see 4. It's definitely not out of the picture here. Empoli are extremely likely to score in this game, even though this game has, you know, no impact on them whatsoever. And this is a very important game for Atalanta. I guess Roma plays first, so we'll know how important this game is after that first fixture. However, Empoli, both teams to score on the road, is hitting at a ridiculous rate this season. It's at 68% on the entire year, 72% both teams to score at home for Atalanta. I definitely think there could be a lot of goals in this game, but I think the value for this game is on Empoli, regardless of what happens in the Roma game. The last two seasons, at Atalanta have had a chance to move their position in the standings in either the final game or the second to last game of the season. They have improved their position in neither of those. At home this season, they have been honestly kind of terrible. They have not looked very good at all. They beat Sampdoria 4-0 on February 28th at home. That was their last home win before that. And Serie A, their last home win was November 30th. I think this line at minus 2 is way, way, way overvalued. They did beat Empoli 4-1 in the reverse fixture. However, every single time Empoli did not cover a minus 2 or a plus 2 spread, this season in the first fixture, they covered it in the reverse fixture. And on the other hand, Atalanta have only covered a minus 2 spread, I believe, twice at home this entire season.
What do we think of Empoli to score at minus 160 as a parlay piece?
I love it. I think it's absolutely a great play. And I was actually trying to look up both teams to score and over 2.5 right before this, but I didn't get to it in time. I remember looking last night. I think it was actually priced at like minus 130 maybe. But yeah, I'd like Empoli to score. I think that's the safest parlay piece that probably on the board this entire week.
Okay, well, we'll have a little look and stick that in. Mina, Atalanta versus Empoli. Empoli have been better on the road than they have at home. Atalanta, we have not really got a handle on them all through the season. They've disappointed. They've not scored goals. Their next score hat falls. Could we see an Atalanta reverse to type here and think last game of the season, they're going to put on a massive show and score plenty of goals?
You know, it's interesting because I thought they were really good in the first half against Milan last week. You know, they do still play really good football, but obviously something is missing and it's not clicking, and they're not converting their opportunities like they used to when they could rely before on Ilicic and strong Zapata. And what makes it worse than this match is they're not going to have Malinovsky, who's suspended. They're without Muriel, and there's doubts over Zapata starting this game. So we're talking about basically the three best opportunities that they have to convert their chances are possibly not playing. We know definitely two aren't. We don't know what Zapata's going to do. There is this part of me that always believes in Pinamonti. He's obviously the Inter player who's on one of the youngest players in Serie A, and he's on 2 million, which is a huge salary in Italy to give to a young player. So he is very talented. He is going to go back to Inter. He does want to raise his numbers, so I do fancy him scoring for Empoli. But it's just like Maddie said, there were five goals in the reverse fixture. The style of football between these sides, you know, Atalanta's man for man. They're really aggressive. They're very vertical when they want to be. Empoli are a little bit more about keeping possession and finding their route in a more calm manner. But they lost a lot when they lost their best ball possession player in Samuele Ricci. And Aslani has been good, but perhaps not good enough. He's still too young. And I think they've lacked that ability. I still think this is an Atalanta win because I still think that they play very good football, but I'm not entirely sure who's going to convert their chances for them. So I do look at both teams to score.
So maybe Atalanta to win and both teams to score could well be...
any time to score.
Yeah, could well be. Danny Lopez is, I see Atlantis team total 1.5, over 1.5 hitting. Empoli can't keep clean sheets. Question is, how many will they allow? Exactly. Atalanta to win and both teams to score could well be the way to go. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks for game number two, please. It's just Empoli plus two at minus 120. So Matty just believes that Atalanta are not going to win by three clear goals. So maybe this is a 3-1 push. But Empoli at minus 160, just to score, could well just be penciled in. Okay, let's go on to game number three, because I'm really interested in this game. Because it's Lazio versus Verona. Lazio at minus 150, but Lazio minus one is plus 120. Verona, I don't think they've got a lot to play for, at plus 385. Immobile, he's not 100% to start, but I fancy he scores if he does. And remember, he's on 27, and he's free clear of Vlahovic. The draw is at plus 325. The total is set at three, minus 105 for four. Mina, do we see Lazio getting four? Or is this another one of those both teams to score, but Lazio win 3-1?
Yeah, I think it's both teams to score. I would probably go over 2.5 goals and Lazio. Yeah, Lazio to win, because Hellas Verona don't seem to be in the mood. They've really trailed off in the last few weeks, really, and haven't been showing their ability. Of course, they were without Faraoni over last weekend, so that does make a difference. But it is about, I mean, even if you don't play Immobile, you're still looking at Pedro, Felipe Anderson, and Zaccagni up front, which is still a very good line, a very good front line. And they're desperate to make Europe. It makes such a difference for them financially. So they really have to, if they're trying to keep the likes of Milinkovic-Savic within the side, or just any players, really, they need to start making more money than this. Having said all of that, you know, there are some, we know that Verona is very good. We know that when they show up, they show up. And I always believe in their opportunities to score a goal, especially against Lazio sometimes. That can either be masterful at the back or just a joke. That's another thing. With both of these sides, we've seen sort of like Jekyll and Hyde performances a lot of the time. But my money would be on both teams to score and over 2.5 goals.
And Lazio winning?
I should think so, because they actually do have something to play for. And Verona have already finished with more points than they have in the last 6 years. So this is just amazing for them to be where they are right now. I don't think they actually need to do anything, and they're away from home. And this is the Stadio Olimpico. It can be a little bit intimidating.
Matty, what are your numbers saying? Because I've got Lazio minus one at plus 120 is an absolute gimme.
You know, I haven't played Lazio all season, and I tried. The best part about this is that I tried so hard to make a pick for this game. I tried so hard.
Really?
And I decided not to. I agree both teams scoring over 2.5 is probably the most likely scenario in this game. It's rated extremely high, 70% both teams to score, 62% on the over 2.5. Head-to-head, great numbers, almost identical to the season stats that I just read off. However, both teams scoring over 2.5 only hit in two of Lazio's last five home fixtures, and two of Verona's last five away fixtures. With this game really meaning something for Lazio and not meaning anything for Verona, I decided to kind of lay off on this one. Mm. But I don't really like betting against Verona really ever. And I know they haven't looked as good as they did earlier in the season. They haven't looked as good the last few weeks, but they're still Verona, and there's always a chance that they could go off and score 2, 3, 4 goals. And if that's the case, then Lazio may be in trouble. However, I just really don't see a whole lot of value on this game. I don't expect Lazio to win by it by more than one goal. I think that probably pushes. I think they should definitely win this game. Maybe Lazio winning over 1.5. I don't even know what the price on that would be, but that's probably the only thing I would be willing to take in this game myself.
Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks because I'm going happy with Lazio. I've got 3-1 wrote down, so I've got to go with a -1 being a free hit at +110. And Immobile, obviously, being crowned top scorer in Serie A. Lazio to win and over 2.5 goals is +125. So Lazio to win and over 1.5 is probably around the -135, Matty. So let's move on to game number 4. It's Spezia, who 2 out of your 3 panel thought would go down. They're at home to Napoli. Spezia massive, +480. Napoli at -185. Looks almost like a trap, this game. Total is over 3 at -115. The draw at +345. Napoli to score twice. This tells you why it's a trap, because they're +155. Matty, Napoli, -185 on the road, not really got a lot to play for.
I know they don't have a whole lot to play for in this game. The last two seasons, they also didn't have very much to play for in the final game of the season as well. And they blew, I believe, Udinese out last season in the last game.
Were they home or away, though? Meaningless.
I believe they were the home team. So, yes, a little bit different, a little bit different. However, Napoli, I still fully expect them just to be the better team in this game. Napoli in the first half of the season has been absolutely incredible. They've scored 32 goals, conceded 10. They've won 18 first halves. On the flip side of that, Spezia have scored 17, given up 28, and only won 7 first halves. I am simply taking Napoli to win the first half at +100 because they pretty much do it in every single game. They've done it in 4 of their last 5. They've done it in 5 of the last 7 and 7 of the last 9, actually. I really like Napoli to win the first half in this game. I don't really expect Spezia to score. Even though this is actually, this game doesn't even matter for Spezia. So this game is kind of meaningless for them, too. I think Napoli is a better team, pretty simply, at even money in the first half. I feel like this is one of the best plays available on the board this week.
Okay. Mina, trust Napoli at home? 50-50. Trust them away against a Spezia side who can play really, really well and match up. Is this just one of them games where Napoli at -185, you just dodge it?
You know what? There's one thing on the board that I actually really like that I'm going to probably add to my list of bets, which is over 1.5 goals for Napoli. I actually believe they'll score 2.
Okay.
Wow, that's +155.
Oh, that's not just an ad, that.
That does seem a little bit odd that they're -1, but the team total over 1.5 is +155.
That's yeah, because they're thinking 2-2, aren't they? Or they're giving you the push at 2-1.
Okay, their team total is actually at 2.5, +155. So it's just a typo.
Oh, okay. So you don't expect them to score 3, though?
Yeah.
I'm rubbing that out, am I, Mina?
Wait, so what is it? Sorry?
It's over 2.5, not 1.5.
So that is a typo, because I was like, oh, that's such good value.
Yeah, you're right. That was a good eye, because I didn't even catch that, yeah.
Okay, no, over 2.5. To be honest with you, it wouldn't surprise me, because Spezia have conceded at least 3 goals in their last 3 home matches. So we know defensively they've somewhat given up a little bit. So I don't know, when you consider the fact that this is the last time we're going to see Insigne play on the pitch, this is like, we don't know whether or not they're going to keep Osimhen because he is expensive. Like, this is a team where the style and the brilliance of their play is probably going to come to an end. You know, we're not going to see that much of Dries Mertens next season. They are going to be renewing and regenerating the squad quite a lot. And this is their last time to really have fun. They're away from home. They're not in front of their own, you know, fans and feeling all the pressure of it. And Spezia are a team that take a lot of defensive risks. So I don't know. In my head, I'm thinking I can see Napoli score 3, but the only thing that stops me from that is that Spalletti did say that he was going to give space to the type of players who haven't had many chances to play this season. So Demme will play in the middle, probably over Anguissa. So they're not going to have that much, like, you know, of their star players necessarily taking to the field. I honestly don't know how to look at this in my head. I probably wouldn't take anything. I feel certain it will be a Napoli win. I feel certain there'll be two goals, but I don't see any value in betting on all these things.
Okay, well, then we'll just leave it and let's have a little look at the official picks then, because that's where it really, really matters. And it's Napoli first half money line +100. You can see Spezia coming back second half. I think both teams definitely score. I think we may go both teams scoring over, but you ask me who wins? No idea. Let's move on to game number 5, because this is really interesting, because obviously Milan need what? They need 1 point, Mina. It's Sassuolo +600. Milan -225. Under or over 3 goals, with the under being at plus money. I cannot believe that they think that you're going to get 4 goals in a game where Milan just need to basically win or not get beaten. Draw is at +375. Milan not scoring 3 is at -165. And I thought that was the second leg of our parlay. Mina, Milan, they go there. Is this a banana skin?
Well, we know that it could be, because we know that Sassuolo are a very good side. And when you compare the fact that they're playing, you know, and challenging Inter, who only have Sampdoria to play against, this is a much tougher game, because Sassuolo obviously have taken points of Juventus, of Milan and Inter before. So we know they definitely have some really good players that a lot of those big teams are after, from Raspadori to Berardi. And they've said over and over again that they're going to show competitive integrity and give their all in this match. But it's worth noting that the former owner who passed away of Sassuolo, and very much the club is dedicated to him, Giorgio Squinzi, and his family is there, is a staunch Milan fan. When they asked him in an interview who he wants to win, if it's his club Sassuolo versus Milan, he said always Milan. And his wallpaper on his phone was the flag of Milan.
Wow.
So, Sassuolo are very much were a club built in the image of one day replicating the form and the brilliance of Milan. And that was largely to do with their owner, the whole city. You know, there's going to be competitive integrity, of course, but this means everything to AC Milan and everything to Stefano Pioli. And they have a full squad to choose from. So obviously, other than Caiero at the back, we still have to see whether or not Ibra can actually come on. Sassuolo are good, but we're talking about, you know, Milan away from home are even better than they are in San Siro. There's just no way they're going to pass up a chance to win their first title in 11 seasons. And it's just a point that they need. But my money is on them actually winning, because they want to do it properly. They want to be winning with conviction. And I can't imagine they'll just be accepting 1 point.
I know. But the big one for me out of all of them numbers, Mina, is do Milan score 3 goals? Because I'm thinking if they go 2 up, that is it. Game, set and match. They're going nowhere. And I'm just looking at the parlay. And the parlay plays +160 for Milan not to score 3. And Empoli to score. Matty, yeah. Milan versus Sassuolo. It's all about Milan, surely.
Yeah, I don't know how much you're going to like what I'm going to say about this game. But
don't say it then.
I don't see really any reason to play the under 3 or over 3 in this game, really. I don't really think – I want to stay away from the total completely in this game. The actual numbers for this game, 70% go over 2.5, 67% of those still go under 3.5. So basically the numbers point to exactly 3 goals, right? Mm-hmm. So the question is whether or not Sassuolo score, do Milan keep a clean sheet? If Milan score really early in this game, and there's a very good chance they get another one in the first half, you take the under 3, you're probably toast. Because like Mina said, I think they're going to come out firing in the second half too, even if they're up 2-0. I don't think they're just going to sit back and, you know, try to build a wall in front of the net or something crazy like that. I just don't really, anything with under and Sassuolo just scares me right now. 4 straight games head to head have hit both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. Sassuolo have actually scored over 1.5 in 50% of their home matches this season, which is actually kind of impressive, because they're only conceding over 1.5 in 44% of their games, right? But anyways, throw that out of the window. Milan need to win this, or just need a point from this game. I totally expect them to do so. I don't disagree with anything other than probably the total on this game that you guys said. But I'm going to leave this one completely alone and hopefully celebrate Flash's future on Milan to win the title.
Excellent. And if I do get the 20 units, I'll add it to my Premier League total so that I overtake Matty. And I'll borrow some off Kevin Hatchard in Bundesliga, and I'll borrow some off Pavlos, and then I will win, and I'll be the champ. And I'll be a fraud. Okay.
He's got like four shows. He's got like four shows and like 5 plus 1,200 futures he's trying to get me on.
Yeah, listen, it's not true. It's not true. And it's harder for me. It's harder. I have to cap 80 teams. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks. Listen, I'm not breaking down anything that you've achieved because you have been absolutely masterful. Sassuolo Milan under 3. I've got this down as being maximum. I've gone for 2-0. I've gone with 2-0 for the away side, if you wanted the correct score. Okay, let's have a look at the final game because, wow, is there going to be nerves? Sorry, Mina, you can talk. Ed, go on.
I picked as well. I went with Milan under 3.5 goals.
Yeah, you did. Did yours not just pop up or did I just blank it?
No, it didn't pop up.
Okay. Oh, it didn't pop up. But Milan and under 3.5 goals for Mina. Matty, I'll go to Mina first with this game. Can you just give me a price on that? Milan and under 3.5 so that I can bring it up when we do the best bets?
Yes. Give me just a minute if you want to start on
this. No, you've got loads of minutes. You've got loads of minutes because it's nervous. It's nervousness. It's Salernitana versus Udinese. The home side will not be guaranteed Serie A safety, even if they draw. They need to win to be 100% guaranteed. Salernitana -150, -1 at +110. They have looked bigger and stronger in recent weeks. And as we said earlier, we've got to take our hat off because they really did gamble about changing their manager. And boy, has it done well. Udinese at +415. They're one of them sides that you cannot trust to lay down because they are very, very proud. Also, just to let you know, Mina is +150, and I'll remember that when we do the best bets for Milan and under 3.5. Udinese and Salernitana, the draw is at +305, under or over 3 with +105 being the over. Mina, are we going to see this being a really nervous first half affair? Maybe even draw first half?
No. I think Salernitana, they've been brilliant at scoring in first halves. They've really done brilliantly in so many of their matches to come out straight out the blocks, try to shock and awe. That's very much the way of Davide Nicola, who is the coach. I mean, I have to agree with you. Like, you know, we laugh, but they really were the worst club in Serie A at the start of the season. They were tragic in the way that they were playing their football. The team looked so disjointed and they were very much going to be wiped out because they didn't even have an owner up until December. They had a week to find one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they were going to be scratched off and we didn't know what was going to happen. And somehow they got rescued. They got bored and they bought in Davide Nicola, and he has changed their fortunes around. If you don't watch Serie A, then let me tell you something. There is nothing like the home support of Salernitana. They always fill the stadium. They are so loud when they are playing. And what is amazing about this is their coach, Nicola, stands there with a shoe, willing to throw it at anyone who's not killing themselves for the scoreline. So they are such a fun team to watch. And the fact that Moneyline is -150 shows you that they're going to give everything to try to win this match because they have to. Udinese has only managed 4 away wins all season. So they are not a team that travel well and haven't been a team that travel well. They are very unpredictable and we know that. But they are up against a side that is willing to die for the result. I mean, it is between them. We know that it's on head-to-head, but that is absolutely equal between them and Cagliari. So then it goes to goal difference. And when it comes to goal difference, Cagliari is better, which is why Salernitana can't take any chances and actually have to defeat Udinese to ensure the points and their survival.
Yeah, it's massive. It really is an exciting game. And the other thing, I'm glad you mentioned the fans, because even when they was going through them tough periods with the uncertainty, they were magnificent. It was almost cult-like. Matty, what have you got here with Salernitana Udinese, as in the numbers? Because they've got to go out the window because it's put up, shut up. Everything comes down to one game. And if you told Salernitana at the start of the season, you have 90 minutes where a draw could be good enough, but a win is 100% good enough. My God, they would have bit your arm off, your elbow and your shoulder.
Yeah, but at the same time, just because you need to win a game doesn't mean you're actually going to do it.
Oh.
The last game they played was against Empoli. They couldn't win that game. The game before that was against Cagliari. They couldn't win that one. They gave up a goal in extra time. And it took them over 70 minutes to even score a goal in that game. The previous fixture, they did beat Venezia 2-1. They have not beaten a team by more than one goal this entire season. To be completely honest, not to throw Salernitana completely under the bus, I know they're in great form. To be completely honest, I think they are kind of been... They have a little bit of luck on their schedule, in my opinion, recently. They did beat Fiorentina, which is a great win. They drew at Atlanta, which is a pretty good draw. But other than that, nothing on their schedule impresses me whatsoever. The reverse fixture of this, they scored a 90-plus-3-minute goal to beat Udinese 1-0. Udinese isn't playing for anything in this game. However, I still don't think they get beat by more than one goal. The last time they got beat by more than one goal was February 13th against Verona. Other than that, it looks like January 15th against Juventus. I don't think there's really any reason that Udinese should lose this game by more than one. I don't think Salernitana is two goals better than any team in this entire league. And in fact, I don't think they're one goal better than really any team. I think they definitely should win this game, and they have a great chance to win. But I don't think there's any reason that Udinese should not cover a +1 spread in this game. I don't – even if Salernitana go up 1-0, I mean, that's when they should completely just settle in and hunker down and, you know, try to get those 3 points. They shouldn't, you know, all-out press, go down the field. Exactly. So that's why I like Udinese +1 in this game. I don't really know what happened score-wise. I mean, we've seen some crazy scores. Udinese lost to Inter Milan 2-1. They lost to Spezia 3-2. Drew Sassuolo 1-1. Bologna 2-2. There's a lot of different ways that this game could go. So I did lay off, but that's kind of just how I see this game going.
Okay, well, maybe Mina's got the right way to go because it's Salernitana and under 4.5 goals. Mina, it looks like that is like... We're not going to see 5, surely, because Salernitana are going to obviously get nervous even if they go up earlier. And that's at +110. Listen, they could go party crazy, but I'm definitely going to be watching this game. Not so much for what goes on the field, but the nervousness or the jubilation of what's going on off it. Now, before we give you the best bets and the picks, please, if you have any questions, now is the time to ask them. I know that obviously Cagliari are away at Venezia, so that has a big bearing on this game. And obviously we've not spoken about Inter neither. But first of all, we'd like to remind you, America's favorite sportsbook, and we'd like you to subscribe and get us closer to 10,000. And also ring the bell. Ring the bell means that we'll notify you and never miss any content again. With La Liga coming up, and obviously the Champions League final in Paris on Monday with Real Madrid taking on Liverpool. And if you're on social media, please follow at BetUSTV. You're going to get everything there. Every sport, every platform, everything you need is going to be there. Okay, so let's have a little look at some of the questions. CR7 says, it's so important for Mourinho to win before the final. So Roma to win at +100 sounds good. Mina, do you agree?
It's Torino, right? So I don't know how... Roma haven't been great since they've made it to the final of the Conference League. And I understand that because emotionally they're so charged up for winning the first edition of this trophy and to bring a European trophy. And the fans are like so desperate to just play this final that they couldn't care less what happens. But Roma also need to finish in a respectable position right now. And they've dropped quite a few points. So it would make sense that they would try to win. But Torino have knocked off points of Juventus. They've taken points off Inter. They're a side that know how to knuckle down and make it really annoying to play against them. So I'm leaning towards a draw between that match. But because I didn't know what kind of form it is going to be played, I think, tomorrow night so that Roma have plenty of time to prepare. I don't know. But I can't see a more than a 1-1, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't trust Roma. No chance. Ibrahim, just straight at you, Matty. And his question is, what system do you use for bankroll management? I would tee you up, Matty, and say, win.
winning. Yeah, that is obviously winning is the best strategy. No, for me, I don't play any bets. You know, I see a lot of people that play bets for, you know, 5 to 10 units, which I think is crazy. Pretty much every play I take is 1 to 2 units almost. A few times a week, I'll have a 3, maybe a 4 unit play, maybe once a week. But I pretty much play everything the same, right? Because like, I like to think that I can hit at least half of my plays, right? So if I'm playing everything almost at level, then we should go positive every week.
And yeah, so mate, can I ask you a question there that's obviously going to add on to what Ibrahim says? Do you have like a price range? Obviously, there's no such thing as a price range above plus, but is there a certain angle you will not go below? So let's say maybe minus 160, minus 150, is that as bad as it gets?
So I say minus 150, but there have been a couple like minus 155 plays that I know I have taken before. But it's kind of tough because, you know, there's a lot of really good bets that you can take at minus 160, but a lot of times, you know, it's a little bit too risky. So it's a lot of times for me, like for example, in Switzerland today, Young Boys are playing. They have scored over 1.5 goals against this team in whatever, like 15 straight games head to head. But that one is minus 145. So what I did was I took that and then I took Zurich to score 1 goal as well. And so that moved those odds from minus 145 to plus 110. So that's another thing that I try to do just to lay off the juice a little bit.
Okay, Mina, please talk about Inter.
Inter are playing Sampdoria. I mean, Sampdoria, shockingly enough, managed to actually win in their last match. They've been a hideous team all season. We know that they've changed coaches and they've changed completely different styles because they won the De Versa before, who is very much a sort of Antonio Conte style type of coach, loves the counterattack, is all about being compact. Marco Giampaolo is somebody who's modeled himself on Pep Guardiola. It's all about possession. I mean, two entirely different philosophies. But Sampdoria changed coaches. They've had problems with their ownerships. They've been really hideous. And yet, you never know what to expect from them because they were just simply brilliant against Fiorentina. But Inter is a really, really strong squad. And everyone imagines that that's going to be a very easy win. I cannot see, I really cannot see how they can even score a goal against Inter, to be very frank with you. So my money is definitely on an Inter win, which is why I didn't see the value in it. The only thing that everyone was scared about is that Milan has a much more challenging opponent. So even though they need a point, Sassuolo is a team that knows how to play ball, whereas we know Sampdoria just doesn't have the squad right now.
Yeah, Inter half-time, full-time is the way that I would have gone. Okay, so let's have a little look at the official picks on the last Serie A show. Remember, we're all talking Milan, and obviously we also want Immobile to nail that golden boot as well. Flash has gone for Genoa, plus 140, Lazio minus 1 at plus 110. Mina's gone with Milan and under 3.5 at plus 150. Matty, Genoa, draw no bet, minus 128. Empoli, not to get beat by 3 at minus 120. If they get beat by 2, then it'll be a push. And Napoli, first half, money line at plus 100. Mina, we'll see you on Monday for the Champions League final. Cannot wait for that. We're going to have so many different lines. Matty, and I mean this, and I'm not even like, my nose won't grow like Pinocchio. I really hope you have a great weekend and get what you deserve, because over the 38 weeks, you have been by far the most consistent capper. Brilliant. Right?
Yeah, you've been excellent. Thank you, guys.
And worst case scenario, you might take the silver medal if there's some sort of skullduggery going on. No. To everyone in the chat, I'm loving the fact that you're now getting involved and we'll be able to flick up your comments on the screen. If you are going to want to do comments and you haven't got an avatar, then please stick it on. It's always nice for us to actually see who's typing because you are part of the team. So from everyone at BetUS, have a great weekend. Cheer on Salernitana. Nothing against Cagliari, but even though we said they could have been the worst side, they've turned it right round, and all credit to them. So thank you, Mina. Thank you, Matty. Thank you, everyone in the chat. You take care.